Just in case you missed all of the publicity that's been going on, I'll remind you that this year is the 50th anniversary of the Charlie Brown Christmas TV special. And in fact, if you missed the TV listings, I think it's on right about now. So hopefully that doesn't change anyone's mind about being here for tonight. But if you remember the Charlie Brown Christmas special, the kind of the gist of it is that Christmas is approaching, and Charlie Brown is kind of upset because everyone around him is all caught up in the decorations, the commercialization, and just everything that he thinks Christmas isn't about. And he gets so frustrated at one point, he just cries out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" Linus is the one who answers quietly, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." And Linus, being kind of the resident theologian of the comic strip, recites a scripture, the same scripture that we read just a few minutes ago. And when he finishes reading that same scripture, he walks back over to Charlie Brown and says, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." And at that point in the special, everything changes after Linus reads that scripture. Charlie Brown still feels like a failure because of the sad little Christmas tree that he had bought for their Christmas pageant. Remember what that looked like? And he couldn't get it to stand up straight. He couldn't decorate it to look like a real tree. So he still felt like a failure. But after he walked away from it, the rest of the kids who had been ridiculing him because of that tree, they all had a change of heart, and they huddled around the tree, and they decorated it beautifully. And then they gathered together, and they all sang, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Talk about the real meaning of Christmas. It's in that song. Go back and review those words again if you weren't paying attention while we sang it. So that's the Charlie Brown Christmas special with that classic happy ending that I think is kind of mandatory for a half-hour children's special. It has to have a happy ending. But I think Charles Schulz had something more in mind than just a happy ending. He was also making a statement about the transforming power of the message of Scripture. The message of the angel, the message that Linus recited, the message that we read just a few minutes ago, is a great example of the transformation that God wants to work in every one of our lives. He wants us to understand and to remember that Christmas is not only about what happened when Jesus was born, but it's the promise that our lives can be different because of what happened when Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. I want us to think about the scripture that Linus recited, the scripture that we read, just for a few minutes. And what I want us to see is that the angel's message began with a promise that our lives can be different because our lives can be filled with joy. I think there's kind of an inherent expectation that the Christmas season is supposed to be a season of joy. That's what the angel said. He said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people." And we all feel that. This is supposed to be a time of joy and excitement and happiness. There's Christmas parties to go to. There's family get-togethers to enjoy. There's all kinds of great food, presents to open. We know we're supposed to be excited, and we're supposed to have fun. But for a lot of people, the Christmas season is also a time of heightened discouragement, even depression, reliving painful memories that come back like clockwork every year. And for a lot of people, it's hard to feel joyful at Christmas. But the joy that the angel talked about is different, because the joy that the angel promised is a joy that we can experience whether or not there's anything else in our lives to celebrate. The reason for the good tidings of great joy is the birth of a Savior. The angel says it's a Savior for you. That's for us, for each one of us. What that means for us is that you can have the biggest celebration in the world, and if you don't have Jesus as your Savior, the celebration is only temporary. It's all going to end. But it also means that you can have the worst year that you've ever had, with everything going wrong, your life falling apart. And if you have Jesus as your Savior, you can be absolutely certain that He will get you through whatever happens. And the angel was clear in his message that the joy he was talking about, the joy he was promising, is for everyone. It's available to anyone. He said it's for all people. Think about the first people that heard that promise of joy. If anyone was on the fringes of society, if anyone had a reason to feel like an outcast, it would have been shepherds in first century Israel. And yet they were the first people to hear the promise that the angel gave. And that's good news for anyone today who feels like maybe they're on the fringes of society. If you feel like you're on the fringes, or maybe you know somebody who is, remember that the message of joy is for you as much as it is for anyone else. And then right along with that promise of joy, the angel had a second promise, the promise that we can have peace in our lives. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I said there's the inherent expectation that Christmas is supposed to be a time of joy, but I wouldn't say the same thing about the promise of peace. If anything, most of us come into the Christmas season expecting the exact opposite of peace in our lives. There's so much to do, so many things to get ready, cookies to bake, meals to plan. For some of you, you get time off from work, and you spend that whole time off knowing that the work still has to get done, and it's just going to be busier when you get back. We don't expect Christmas to be a time of peace. It's too busy. And yet, no matter how busy we are, the promise is that we can still have peace because Jesus was born to be our Savior. If we know Jesus as our Savior, the Bible says that we're justified, we're forgiven, we have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Himself promises to give us inner peace, His peace, even in the midst of all the turmoil that we face, not only during the Christmas season, but every day of our lives. That's the peace that we can experience. And along with the promise of joy and the promise of peace, there's a third transformation that we can see in the lives of the shepherds as they now experience a new sense of purpose in their lives. The gospel continues and says, when they saw it, everything that they saw, the message of the angel, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. I think it's probably safe to say that the shepherds were out of their comfort zone when they left their fields, when they left the sheep, and they went searching for a young couple with a new baby. That wasn't the kind of thing that shepherds normally did. They would have been more comfortable just staying with their sheep. But the good news that they had heard made such an impact on them that they felt compelled to share it with anyone else who would listen. And what's even more surprising than shepherds leaving their fields to go tell other people what they'd heard from an angel, even more surprising is that people listened to them. And people were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And then the gospel tells us the shepherds went back to their fields. They went back to their sheep. But their lives were different. They went back and they continued to do all the ordinary things, the same things they did every day, day in and day out with the sheep. But now they were glorifying and praising God while they did those things. And by the way, glorifying and praising God, that's exactly what the angels were doing when they showed up out of heaven. Imagine shepherds doing the same thing that angels do. Imagine us doing the same thing that angels do. You could even say that that's exactly what Linus was doing when he answered Charlie Brown's question. The answer that Linus gave Charlie Brown from Scripture, the message of the angel, is the best answer that you'll ever find to the question of what Christmas and the question of what life is all about. It's such a good answer. I'd like us to close by hearing the question and the answer straight from Charlie Brown and from Linus.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.